The 10-point coalition might be the salvation for Gary. Organizers met at St. John's Baptist Church in Gary to tell the story of the successes of the program in Oakland, Indianapolis, and Boston.
And the ministers began to talk about what happened when they started going out every Friday and Saturday night in the neighborhood. Not at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not at 5 o'clock, not at 6, not at 7, but at 10 o'clock at nighttime in one of the worst neighborhoods in the country. And they went out and they started engaging gang members and neighborhood clique members and prostitutes and drug dealers and stick-up boys. And they were out from 10 to 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. And they were so inspired that they came back on a Saturday. But the preachers had to get up and preach. But this mission was so important that they stayed out to 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, because they were taking what they preached on Sunday morning and they started taking it outside the four walls. But if he's doing it inside the church, why can't this same Jesus do it on the outside of the church? Who were creating the havoc that the mayor was talking about on the street corners in the Dorchester area in Boston. And they said it got to the point where there was a calm in the neighborhood and where young men had stopped killing each other. And Boston went 2 years without a juvenile homicide.
Pastor Charles Harrison is president of the 10-Point Coalition in Indianapolis.
The people started coming up to me in my church, and other pastors said the same thing, telling me about, you know, their life story. And they went to prison. They served 15 years for armed robbery, or they served 20 years for murder, but their life had been changed. And they said to me, Pastor, I can help. So we started gathering OGs. We started gathering former drug dealers. We started gathering former prostitutes and young men at one time who were robbers and served time in prison. And we mixed them together with people like me and lay people in the church, and we started walking the streets. And one of the things I know is that some of those OGs still had street cred. So here they are walking with preachers and laity walking together with OGs and drug dealers. And I noticed that the young people were responding to them differently than what they were responding to me. I was the preacher of the big church on the corner, so they would just wave their hand. But when the OGs was with me, the conversation changed, amen. And there was some real dialogue that took place. And I was just sitting back watching real ministry take place, amen. I was watching real ministry take place, amen.
The results speak for themselves.
Butler Tarkington has now gone 624 days without anybody being killed. Amen. We focus on young people ages 12 through 24. The United Northwest area went 2 years before they had a youth violence homicide. They have only had one youth violence homicide in 826 days. When you affect youth violence, it impacts adult violence. Remember I told you about Crown Hill in 2013 was ranked the 17th most dangerous neighborhood in the country? It went a whole year without a homicide. It has gone 598 days with only one adult homicide, no youth homicides. And then in the neighborhood that we are now in the Highland vicinity, because we decided to take all four neighborhoods in the 4628 zip code, Highland vicinity, as of tonight, has gone 331 days without a homicide. We're 34 days away from a year without a homicide. If that neighborhood makes it, it means three of the four neighborhoods that we are in, the church is in, because we believe more God, less crime.
The hope is that this plan will work for Gary too. Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson.
I think there's a great potential. I know Eugene Rivers, it has been successful in Boston. You know, I was amazed at the statistics in Indianapolis. It can work here.
We're going to get the preachers to do it?
Well, you know, that's the main issue. The faith community has to come together.
Lake County Prosecutor Bernard Carter.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. You know, I've always taken that position. Over 20 years I've been prosecutor, I've always said that if we don't do it ourselves, You can't let law enforcement or expect law enforcement to correct our problems that we have in our society. We have to get out there and participate with our young people to show them and give them direction. That 10-point coalition, I'm all in favor of. I truly believe in it, and I think it can make a significant difference in our community.
Gary Police Chief Larry McKinley says he asked the pastor to come to Gary to pitch the program here.
I went down to Indianapolis because I saw the great things that they were doing in Indianapolis, and I know that this can work here. And I want the community and the faith-based community to have this as their own.
Their first outreach will happen at New Mount Sinai Church at 4709 West 5th Avenue in Gary on Friday, June 30th. In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.